welcome back. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And Harley will be talking just a moment here from Berlin. Matthew Deagle, my oldest son, was there cheering on when I called the Lying King, not Lion, Lying, L-Y-I-N-G. That guy is just heading out of office. The very incompetent destroyer of America, Obaminator, and all of his so-called legacy is going to be swept away with his executive orders and his stupid policies for Iran with $150 billion, open borders, the TPP, the Marrakesh so-called climate summit of the United Nations trying to talk about CO2 as a death gas from hell when it's part of the carbon oxygen cycle. Matthew, you've got a summary of what you see happening. It's not just an American thing, Brexit in Britain. This is a movement by people of multiple nations around the world rejecting what I call a form of globalism that's very evil and very destructive of nation states and peoples. Tell us what you think.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm amazed that all of the programming, all the mind control, the education system, the brainwashing, the endless propaganda and slander from the media, the endless propaganda and slander on the internet, every mainstream media source in the U.S., virtually everyone collaborating with the DNC directly to field questions to the DNC before Wolf Blitzer asked Donald Trump questions during an interview with Donald Trump alone, not during a debate, during an interview with him alone, the talking back and forth to veto articles with the DNC, the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, Salon.com on the internet, all slandering Trump incessantly, every day, attacking Trump as being the new Hitler, as being a sexist, a racist, etc. I'm amazed that despite all of that, the American people, on average, are not dumb enough to fall for it and have not succumbed to the brainwashing.
Yeah,
I'm proud of America. Because, you see, through their control of the media, they've created the illusion that the average person now is a social justice warrior, is a fanatic, is one of these pseudo-peaceniks, and anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-Western civilization people, when in fact that is not the case, and the average American didn't fall for it.
Right.
They are not anti-Russia as well. They've created a similarly slanderous image of Putin, which is totally unfounded, just as the image of Trump that they've created is, and people didn't fall for that either. I want to say, secondly, so first of all, yes, my first statement is that I think this restores some faith in the American people, in my opinion. This shows that, in the end, these people are not democratic, although Hillary Clinton likes to imagine herself to be the democratic candidate, the one who's tried to bring about democratic revolutions in the Middle East, and Trump is supposedly a fascist. Well, guess what? Majority rules in a democracy, and the majority voted for Donald Trump, at least the majority of the Electoral College based on our system. So you have a problem with our system, then, you know, hopefully they don't reform that. But overall, you know, we could see Trump winning by landslide early on. We could see the grimaces on the faces of MSNBC.
Yeah, there's almost the grimaces on the faces of CNN. Yeah.
And Trump has his flaws. He's not a perfect guy. He's not 100% the ideal candidate. But he's definitely miles better than Hillary Clinton. Now, I want to say something else, and that is that I think James Comey deserves a medal for coming out with that email information shortly before the election. I think he did some damage to Hillary Clinton. And instead of being fired, I think he deserves a medal. Because I think he knows, as director of the FBI, how genuinely serious the threat of ISIS is.
It is so large
and so widespread and so fast-spreading that the FBI is not competent to deal with it. And if the influx of immigrants came, but Clinton wanted, if we had a president who took $1 million from Saudi Arabia while her own DNC emails insiders themselves state that Saudi Arabia, the government of Saudi Arabia, funded ISIS. The government of Qatar funded ISIS while she sent arms to Qatar and took money from both governments.
Right.
You see, I think Comey knew himself that the open relationship with Middle Eastern countries that Clinton wanted would be devastating to any attempt at anti-terrorism. As being in charge of that himself, he'd be better informed than most people about just how bad the threat is and how fast ISIS is spreading in the U.S.
Right.
I see new arrests. I see articles, just news articles, publicized about new arrests every week. So I assume the FBI is flooded with information about ISIS cells in the U.S.
Exactly.
They simply can't stop it.
Okay, Matt, hold for a second.
Stop it. It's something like what Trump wants to do.
Exactly. Now, I want to hear from Harley, because he's over in Berlin, and from a distance he can see things on an international scale that we don't see. We've talked about a lot of these policies because...
May I say something about Berlin very quickly, though? Germany, I see today, and suddenly, as soon as Donald Trump is elected, there's an article claiming that, according to some poll, now, we know now how inaccurate and how inflated these poll numbers are. Because they were saying Clinton was going to win by a landslide. It turns out that was all lies. It was all statistical fabrication and distortion. Trump obviously won by a landslide,
not
Clinton.
Hold on a second.
Let me finish this point. I see articles today claiming that 59% of Germans, according to a random sampling poll or whatever, they didn't even say it was random sampling. I don't know what the actual sampling was. That 59% of Germans want Merkel to run in 2017. I personally think that is a lie. I think the average German hates Merkel and knows that she destroyed their country, and that they are, that this is the establishment trying to push another Hillary Clinton over in Germany.
Exactly, yeah.
That's my view.
Okay, now I want to hear Harley's take on this, because I got your email this morning, so we're all connected. Everything's good, Harley. What do you think of what happened? Because this is way beyond Brexit. This is a sea change that's going to also inspire other countries like Italy, that was told recently that not going to be EU money for rebuilding their villages and their homes and their waterworks and so on by the people of Brussels. We have the banks in Europe being pushed to the edge of economic catastrophe. It was the Deutsche Bank in Germany. What do you see as this situation here, a rebuke to the elite globalists, which I'm sure... That your organization, the Roosh Foundation, has been fighting for decades, and now this is a major victory that will open a door for pushing back and developing a form of rational international trade, rational cooperation, restabilize things so we're not at war with Russia. We can really truly get rid of ISIS. We can have a Europe that's not a super state, but a collection of nations that have collaborative trade, but also have some internal autonomy. What do you see happening?
Well, let me start by seconding what Matthew said. I think this is a revolution in motion, and the American people should be proud and honored that they did not fall for the lies and the propaganda, and this should teach a lesson, which it won't, to the pundits and the pollsters and the commentators who looked as though they were betrayed by the American people because the American people didn't listen to them. This is a rebellion, as you and I have been discussing for years,
right,
against the establishment in the United States. But in particular, and I spoke with Mr. LaRouche this morning, he said this was an absolute repudiation of the presidency of Barack Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
That Obama went to North Carolina, and North Carolina was the key state. And let me just tell you from my insight on the election, if you look at what happened in North Carolina, you see what happened nationally. The polls had Hillary up by 4 points. Trump made a decision 3 weeks ago, after consultation with some of his top advisors, that if he were going to win, he had to drop some of the stuff he was doing, the Twitter, things of that sort, and focus on three major points: anti-Wall Street, and in particular, for Glass-Steagall and against Dodd-Frank,
right,
and against bailouts. Secondly, against all free trade agreements, which the globalists want. And third, against Obama and Hillary Clinton's wars, including against their attacks on Russia, Putin, and so on.
Right.
And Trump gave a speech in Charlotte, North Carolina, which you and I discussed last week, where he very powerfully went through those points one by one, and then he finished with something that I was not expecting, which was talking about make America great again as we were with the space program in the 1960s.
Yeah.
So there's the optimism, the LaRouche card, the Reagan optimism, whatever you want to call it. Now, what happened is Obama picked up that North Carolina was shifting because of this. And at Trump's speech in Charlotte, there were leaders of the African-American community there. So Obama personally went to Raleigh, North Carolina. Michelle Obama went to North Carolina twice. Hillary was there. And what happened? In the space of a week, the polls went from showing Hillary up by 4% to Trump winning a virtual landslide of almost 5% in North Carolina. The more people saw of the Obamas, the more they turned to Trump. So I think, first of all, this is a total repudiation of everything Obama stands for. Secondly, in terms of the international, the further you get away from the transatlantic, the more enthusiastic the world is. The Egyptian president was cheering today. Putin sent a note of congratulations to Trump. The Chinese said, well, there have been a lot of things said on both sides, but we welcome the chance to sit down and talk with you. The Malaysian prime minister, who was just in China and who is being pushed by Obama to turn against the Chinese, issued a very strong statement saying that we hope with Trump the era of U.S. interventionism will be over. So you had a series of these kinds of comments. Now, what do you get inside Europe? You get panic. I mean, Merkel said she's willing to work with Trump. Well, we'll see whether that's true or not. But the European system is collapsing, just as the U.S. system is collapsing.
Right.
And so the people in Europe who can think should take a deep breath and basically say, now it's our turn. It's our turn to throw out the elites, to throw out the EU bureaucrats, to throw out the bankers who are looting us and keeping us from rebuilding our country. I think, Dr. Bill, and you and I have had a lot of discussion on this. We've gone around and around on it. I think Trump, in the last 3 weeks, ran a magnificent campaign around these themes that LaRouche has been discussing for years. And I think, most importantly, this was set the tone for his speech last night, which was a very beautiful speech. It actually was interesting because it brought my wife to tears to hear an American president say, we don't want to interfere in other nations' affairs. We want to be friends. We want to do business. We want to work together with countries. This is a chance for a change. There's work to be done. And what Lyndon said to me this morning is, now we've got to make sure that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is dead, and we've got to make sure that the lame duck session takes up the issue of Glass-Steagall. But with that said, you know, I think it's a moment where the American people can be happy and now roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Yeah, here's the things that will happen in the first 100 days. Number one, he's going to have a special session of Congress and get rid of Obamacare. We just got our bill, and it's more than our mortgage, believe me. And this is pretty crazy here in California, considering how expensive it is to live here. What's happening is the backs of the middle class are not going to be broken. They're breaking right now. They can't afford. In fact, it was last year there was a report by business that a 7% rise in a cost in one state caused a 40% reduction in restaurant visits. This year, the average is 25%, they say, which I think is ridiculously low. The average is probably more like 50% or close to it. Some states, like Arizona, is 116%. This means what we're going to have is much, much more dangerous. The economy is about to crash, and I believe that, and I think it was that my comment was stolen by Alex Jones, one of the last of his 52-hour mega broadcast. I've been saying for months, along with you, that if Trump gets in, the very first thing the globalists are going to do is to trash the economy, try to bring us to the brink of war, and bring enough chaos that he can't accomplish, because he's the first Republican president that has all the trifecta. He has the presidency, the Senate, and the Congress, so he can accomplish what he needs to get this country going, to restabilize, to prevent war with Russia, to stabilize the Middle East and stop regime change, to work on the Silk Trail that LaRouche has been working on, and collaborate with LaRouche and the wise people over there, rather than the issues that happened through previous governments that even imprisoned Lyndon LaRouche, even though Ronald Reagan collaborated with him to talk about Star Wars and SDI. So what I see happening is a whole new vista of hope that we will rebuild America as a great nation and a good nation. a kind nation. And, you know, I want to reassure people, especially young people, to be honest with you, by and large, except for my son Matthew, are not very wise. They're in a panic over the media slaughter that have convinced a lot of Hispanic people that they're going to deport 11 million people. He made it very plain right from the very beginning. He's going to make a big door in that wall. What he was saying is, I need to deport the criminals, the MS-13 gangs. I need to have a wall so that illegals can't waltz across the border and commit a felony, kill someone, and then go back. Some of these people were back and forth 7-8 times before they killed someone or committed a major felony or a rape. Secondly, we're going to make sure the nations that won't take their people back, we won't allow them to have visas to come here, and they're going to go to prison. Then he talked about the idea of places like Chicago. You go to the gangs and they have an illegal gun. They don't even need to commit a crime. Having an illegal gun means you go to prison, federal prison, for 5 years, men, plus tack on sentences for any crimes they're committing. That will clear the streets so it'll be safe for people in their inner cities. Trump is going to clean the latrine as well as empty the swamp. And I hear comments by people here in Hollywood that they're going to leave the country. For God's sakes, leave. We don't need you, and we don't want you. Number two, a number of people here are threatening Trump and saying they're going to assassinate him. If I get word that anybody out there is assassinating you, you won't have two heartbeats left before we take you out. I guarantee you, we're not going to tolerate this. Our police, our military, and our agencies, the FBI, I want to give them full powers of metadata to track anybody that on Twitter or Facebook or any other social media dares to suggest they're going to harm our president. If they do, I want the FBI and our military and our forces to apply the full force of intelligence and grab these SOBs. So your comments, Matt, what do you think?
For example, there are protests going on in Oregon where they are burning American flags, believe it or not. They are burning American flags.
You're living, you live in Portland. You live in Portland.
In Oregon, yes.
Yeah.
And here in Oregon, yes, they are burning American flags. The same thing's happening in Oakland, California.
Right.
Disgraceful behavior. No matter how much of a critic you are of America's government foreign policy, I'm very critical myself of our foreign policy over the years. This kind of treasonous behavior is just despicable. I wanted to say something else about the win of Trump, but I think this evidence is that in part this belief in a Black and Hispanic Democrat vote is false.
Right.
That in my observation, I don't think that most Blacks and Hispanics are liberals. I think that Blacks in the inner city of, say, Washington, D.C., Blacks in the inner city of some of these big cities in the North are Democrats. But I think that most Blacks in this country live in the South, and most Blacks in the South are Southern Baptists and agree with Trump on most issues. I think the average American Black is not a liberal and is a relatively conservative Baptist. I think it's the same thing with Hispanics. I think most Hispanics in this country are Catholic, and the Catholic Church is the most anti-abortion organization on the planet.
Right.
So how can you say that these I can't believe the way that they try to target the minority vote. I think that the Clinton campaign made a big mistake here. Not only did they try to target minorities as their voters, and they tried to target women, but they also alienated white males. They alienated working white men who traditionally are the main voters for the Democrat Party because what they want is fair wages and benefits.
Exactly. So, in other words, I think they actually destroyed their own base is what you're saying.
They destroyed their own base by going after the wrong people and by alienating their own potential voters.
Amazing. Back in a moment with Harley Schlanger from Berlin, Germany, and Matthew Deagle. We'll be back in a moment, and calling in today, I think later, we will have Jim Fetzer and Dr. Bob Thiel will be on hour number 3. Your calls are welcome, 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Point I made is that, and again, I believe this was stolen by Alex Jones on the end of his 52-hour mega broadcast, but it's good. I mean, and people are getting good ideas, and they're realizing that the Masters of Chaos, which brought in all these movie stars, and globalists, and George Soros, and by the way, I'm pretty certain there was a lot of voter fraud on the side of the Democrats. We know that from the Project Veritas, but it wasn't enough to overcome the massive movement of Trump supporters. But this issue can be certainly stopped through a crash in the world economy with Glass-Steagall, and they need a Congress here in America needs to put it in right away. They also need to put it in European countries, because you can guarantee that they want to destroy the actions of the presidency, the first time since 1928 that a president had a Congress and Senate that's a Republican. And if we get Glass-Steagall in, it'll prevent them from blowing up the economy and paralyzing the U.S. government.
Well, and here's the way that could happen. The threat to the economy is very real,
right.
And it could be whether Deutsche Bank goes under or whether there's a collapse of derivatives of Bank of America, Citibank, any of these banks.
Right.
The financial system is extremely fragile. The British banks are fragile. Now, Trump has an opportunity. What I think is important is that Paul Ryan had to look at the vote and say, oh, my God, now I have to make a choice. I've got to work with Trump. Because Ryan was meeting with Obama to plan pushing through the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Exactly.
There are a group of Republicans, including Marco Rubio of Florida, Ted Cruz, whose wife helped write the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're a group of rotten, scummy Republicans who still want to stick with the Obama plan. the globalist plan.
It's not really an Obama plan. It's a George Soros globalist plan, and they have plans in the Republicans and Democrats, which is why Poppy Bush, and it's not by because he's a grandpa, it's because he supported the poppy groves in Afghanistan, supports the Hillary Clinton just because she's on the same side of these globalists. And,
yeah, they backed Hillary.
Marco Rubio and these other characters are basically trying to, and that's why, you know, I think one of the first actions, although in the last few days, Ryan actually said he came behind Trump. He had to save face, but the fact is he needs to go. I know a lot of people say that.
Bill, yeah. Let me make the point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Trump has the authority now. He has the power now. He can go to Ryan and say, either you back me or we're going to throw you out. And he can do that.
Right.
Now, Ryan, in the last 24 hours, said, oh, no, we're not going to bring up the TPP. It may be the Trans-Pacific Partnership is dead because of this election. But what Trump should do is then go to the Congress. He should go to people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, John McCain, who's a co-sponsor, Walter Jones, the North Carolina Republican, and say, let's pull together on a bipartisan basis an anti-Wall Street coalition to push through Glass-Steagall.
Oh, I agree.
I think
as he pivots, he's one of the few politicians that will reach out to the Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and do something to get this damn thing done to stop this catastrophe from happening. Because this is what
the voters want. That's why the voters voted for him, because of his uncompromising attitude toward Wall Street. So let's take this momentum that actually was there in 2008. If Obama weren't a traitor, we could have had Glass-Steagall back in 2008. Instead,
people
we had
wanted it.
Eight years of lost ground in the U.S. economy, and people who lost ground and lost their houses and lost their savings, they voted for Trump on Tuesday. And Matthew's absolutely right about one other thing. The African-American turnout was down by 1-2% from 2012, which means African-Americans were not enthusiastic about Obama either. It's absolutely the case. They reject
Obama.
They were
intelligent people that wanted safe cities. They wanted schools that are under their local controls, and they want to be able to send them to charter schools. They want their kids to get degrees and technical training so they have a future, can own a car and a home and have a family. They're no different than
anybody else. And they don't want wars.
Right.
They don't want wars, and they don't want bailouts.
They're like any other American. Who cares if their skin color is a little different? It's ridiculous to say.
Well, and they're conservatives. I mean, they're conservatives. I think the vast majority of blacks in this country live in the South, and they're Southern Baptists, just like most Hispanics are Catholics. You think they're going to vote for Clinton, who openly called partial birth abortion acceptable during her debate speech? I don't think so.
No, and not only that, 93% of abortionists that do first trimester abortion don't support late-term abortion. We're talking about abortionists that do the procedures. Okay? So, you know, this is just amazing. The rebuke by the public, by Americans, and the ones that don't get it that voted for Hillary, you need to start reconsidering and rethinking and get it. Come together with us and say, let's solve these problems now, including Bernie Sanders, people who voted
now,
for
now something
Trump.
Else. We're
on break now. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Harley, I want you to summarize in terms of how we can bring policy in place immediately to prevent economic chaos, which the Chaos Masters want to do, war, and the other things that the global Chaos Masters want to do, and how we can not only encourage Europeans who are basically facing parallel problems, will look on what happened in America with this election, say they'll be encouraged to do what they need to do to improve trade with Russia and with each other, to fix the financial problems rather than pulling Deutsche Bank's a Jenga stick, and to actually address collaboration to get rid of ISIS rather than buying their oil and encouraging them by their inaction. It's just mind-boggling what's been going on with Hillary campaign, with WikiLeaks and Project Veritas and everything else. These people take corruption to a point where they really don't care a rat's behind if it kills millions of Americans, destroys the world economy, as long as they can ride the wave. It's amazing.
Well,
please tell us.
Let me say something about Europe and then about what we have to do in the U.S. On Europe, very quickly, this caught everybody's attention because everyone, Merkel, Hollande, and France, they all thought that Hillary was going to win. Now, they're facing insurgencies in their own parties, with new parties coming up. We're seeing an incredibly unstable world, and it's sort of summarized by a headline in Der Spiegel, the leading news weekly in Germany. It was saying, now with Trump, the instability begins. And my reaction to that was to say, what do you think's going on in the world now? The world is unstable now. We have a chance to stabilize it. Now, here's what the American people have to do. It wasn't enough to pull the lever for Trump or to file absentee or whatever you did to make Trump president. We've got to make sure the agenda is carried out.
Right.
The agenda is crushing the power of these elites, this Wall Street, City of London establishment. Crush it. You do that with Glass-Steagall. Then you follow through with what Trump talked about in his late-night presentation last night, creating millions of decent jobs for Americans. You want to deal with the problem of poverty in the white working class, the unemployed African Americans, the Hispanic community. Let's go with massive infrastructure programs that are not make work, and they're not these silly solar cells and things of that sort, but
like
they're
Solyndra.
Hard infrastructure.
Exactly. The point is, as I said, if Hillary, and I explained this to my pilot friend next door to me in our gated community, and I said to Andy, I said, you know, Hillary, if she was a pilot, she'd be banging with her stick against the altimeter while she could see through a window that the ground is coming up. I mean, they don't change. They're so dogmatic. They don't change their course or their actions. They stick to dogma, even if it's self-destructive. It's just...
Then they attack Trump when Trump changes a position on something based on new evidence.
Right.
You know, the thing you want in a leader is someone who's not stuck in a position, but someone who has principles, but is capable of adjusting to changes in the strategic situation, which Obama and Hillary were not. But to just finish my point, and then I know Matthew wants to say something. The point is, we didn't complete the job. We gave a real beating to Obama, to the Lindsey Grahams, the Bush family, to the Clinton organized crime family in the Democratic Party. But they're still there. They still control media. They control the banking system. They control the Federal Reserve. We've got to take that power away from them. That's why Glass-Steagall is so important, that it will take away the ability to run a speculative economy and to use the spillover money to buy votes. Secondly, put people to work. Give them incentives to look to the future, of buying a home, of sending their kids to college. And then you create the optimism that's necessary to deal with things like the drug plague. And third, work with people like Putin, with the Chinese. They're coming to Obama over and over saying, let's work together. And Obama says, but you're aggressive. You're a warmonger. We don't want to work with you. Well, Trump won't say that. If we could work with Putin in Syria, Al-Qaeda and ISIS could be crushed within a month. That's the estimate of the top German counterterror official, who was on television the other day saying that Obama has sabotaged the opportunity to win this fight. So in Europe, there are people who recognize a change in the United States is good for Europe. And I think people like Hollande, the president of France, who's somewhere in the single digits in the polls, Merkel is slipping. Merkel's a smart enough politician to change her course, but I think she's worn out her welcome. There have to be changes of a monumental sort, but the stage is already set for that. Now, finally, the final point, we don't have to start from scratch. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians have already begun the process of setting up an alternative financial system outside of the control of Wall Street and London.
Right.
The president of India, Modi, sent a note of congratulations to Trump and said, let's get together as soon as possible. Around the world, people are looking at the United States in awe and saying, look what the American people did. They just ended a corrupt dictatorship, because the Bush regime, the Obama regime, used the Patriot Act and other war on terror phony operations to set up a dictatorship. Hillary would have consolidated. That's been defeated.
Right.
And so we have the opportunity now. I would encourage every one of your listeners to call your congressman tomorrow, and tell them, now that we have this change in the country, let's get Glass-Steagall in right now. That's what I think people have to do.
Besides that, number two and three are number two. We need to repeal Obamacare and put an immediate closure to the border, which, by the way, the wall was voted on in 2005 by Hillary. They just need to make certain that we have a rapid and an intelligent immigration system. Giving a good example, the Chinese took Bombardier out of Quebec and they advanced the technology for high-speed rail. It's estimated in the next 10 years they'll have upward of 40,000 miles in China of high-speed rail. We don't have 1 mile. What we should do is we should allow either work visas or even immigration of some of these high-top engineers to come to our schools and get us going to build high-speed rail. We need to collaborate on technology. For example, one of the WikiLeaks that I know is coming is they're going to release information about this red dwarf star that's producing gravity waves, that's increasing volcanism on all of the inner planets, and increasing solar activity of a dangerous possible coronal mass ejection. We need to have international scientific collaboration to protect our planet from solar and galactic events that do happen periodically. They're dangerous, including high-velocity objects of past. I took care of work employees at U.S. Space Command, and in 1994-95, when I was there right with CECOM and Schriever Air Force Base, we were only picking up 4% of what we call city crasher objects in space. We need to realize that collaboration with our scientific and engineering and technical community can make the Earth a safer place that has a higher carrying capacity for the population of Earth, rather than the policies of PNAC and the globalists that want to kill 90% of the population from lies like carbon credits and all sorts of other foolishness. What we need...
And Bill, the important thing is we now know the American people are on our side.
Right.
But the American people have to know, don't just vote, get out and work to make this country. If you want to make it great again, you have to do it. Don't wait for Trump to do it.
No. In fact, Trump has gotten this introductory card. It must be us that get our congressmen to get Glass-Steagall, to get the border closed, to actually stop allowing potential terrorists to come in, to allow the FBI to have metadata to grab people with Twitter and Facebook that are potentially going to do what I call pre-terrorism, so we can grab them beforehand. They can monitor imams in mosques to make sure that they're not growing a new crop of American-made terrorists that are first or second generation. We need to realize that we have all the tools.
Besides that, we have to also, as we discussed during the break, Trump has to address the agitators and the lunatics in his own party as well as in the Democrat Party.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's not just Clinton who's been trying to start World War III here. It's also... Yeah. Lindsey Graham and John McCain in particular.
They're no different than Clinton. In fact, the thing is that came out of this election cycle is we realized that the establishment, including globalist establishments like George Soros, is a wanted criminal in Britain and elsewhere that can't go there. He's persona non grata. That there is literally one snake party, and it has a Republican component and a Democratic component and a globalist component. And we have to realize this, that there's as many evil Republicans try to deep-six it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Matt.
Ted Cruz, these guys are essentially of the exact same ideology behind the scenes as Clinton. And that ideology, I think they are sick enough that they want Islamic terrorists to come into our country as an excuse to bring in surveillance. Use all the surveillance they developed under
Bush.
And they don't want a solution. They want war with Russia because they want world domination. They want an arc of crisis.
Well, they want to. You're right. They want to end the potential of the BRICS. And you mentioned McCain. This is important. McCain has been on a toot for the last 3 years of regime change in Moscow.
Right.
And I think sooner or later Putin is going to look at McCain and say, "John, you want to change regime? Come on over here as an army of one." Because Putin is riding 80% popularity in Russia. McCain had who knows what he did to get reelected, but I'm sure there was some vote fraud to make sure he got back in. But Matthew, you're absolutely right. It's not a partisan issue. The dividing line is elites, globalists, financial swindlers versus the majority of the American people and the majority of the world's people who want an opportunity to have a good, peaceful life that means something.
Right.
Yeah, and not to be destroyed in a nuclear holocaust, which is what might happen if Clinton were elected. She was literally already, even before she was elected, already calling for military retaliation for the so-called cyber attacks, for which there wasn't even a shred of evidence, by the way.
Yeah, that's
WikiLeaks
right.
has nothing to do with Russia. I think Graham and McCain, honestly, I think they need to be in jail. These guys have committed the crime of treason, in my opinion. They are a huge threat to national security. You think if what's a bigger threat to national security than trying to provoke a war with a nuclear superpower? I think there's hardly any
some of the more dangerous ones are ones that tie this international globalist policy and shroud it in saying that they're really activists, like Ted Cruz, with a religion. And that's particularly toxic, that he wants to tie it into a religious issue, which is not true at all. And what we have
Cruz saying he wants to carpet bomb civilians during his campaign, and then Trump is controversial for saying he wants to use waterboarding. But obviously, this is the problem here is that we have to fight terrorism, we have to fight ISIS, but we can't give in to the demands of these lunatics who want to have a totalitarian surveillance state, because that will ultimately lead to the concentration of power they want, so they can totally do away with democracy altogether.
No, that's absolutely right, and that's why the question of Glass-Steagall is, how do you take power away from these guys? They still have power, despite what happened with the election. But if we get Glass-Steagall through, and I'm not trying to be a one-note on this thing, this represents the means by which you bring the banking community, the financial elites of the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgans, you bring them under control, and you put the ones who are the corrupt ones in prison. Trump needs to make sure he has a Justice Department which doesn't do what Obama did, which is cover up for these criminals. Right. Now, if you start doing that, you not only take away their power, but you put the fear of God in the bankers. Maybe they'll start loaning money to people who want to set up businesses and people who want to bring in new technologies, as opposed to drug dealers and arms dealers.
Yeah. We talked about this before, Harley, that there's principles in finances that are unfortunately missed, I think, in Economics 101. There's the velocity of money, but there's also the velocity of credit. And with derivatives markets, which is caused by the lack of Glass-Steagall, the velocity of money and the velocity of credit is literally dropped for small business, tool and die, and expansion of real economy is literally gone to a trickle. And so
but if you want to create risky gambles, there's the Federal Reserve will pour money into your pocket.
Right. And not only that, it's usually in a funny money economy. There's nothing being produced. It's all amalgamation or consolidation of corporations. It's all ridiculous. And some guy that may have some wonderful device in his garage or in his part-time work at a certain company, he can't get the money to finance to start hiring employees. And with things like Obamacare, he wouldn't dare. He'll go bankrupt trying to develop his product. So,
this is our opportunity, and we've got to make sure we stay focused. And by focused, I mean there's so many things that have been wrong with the last 15, 16 years, last 30 years. But if we pick the few topics that get at the heart of things and make sure we stay focused on that.
You're talking about, you're like a geopolitical surgeon. You're like a brain surgeon on the brain of the economy saying, look, the chief surgeon is Lyndon LaRouche. You're the surgeon's main surgical assistant. You're going to go in and remove this, you can call meningioma, that's about to crush a major blood vessel in the brain of the economy. And that meningioma is called, the surgical instrument is called Glass-Steagall. And once you remove that tumor, things are going to start flowing. Things are going to start fixing because you just remove that, and it's like, oh, there's blood flow to the parts of the brain, so the person can start walking again.
I think we need to not only have Clinton indicted for her email for crimes there, but I think we also have to have people in the Bush administration who
absolutely
were criminally negligent about 9/11. They had foreknowledge of 9/11 6 months in advance to release three CIA officers. The officers didn't make enough of an alarm about it. Bush himself.
Matt, it goes even beyond that.
They should all be in jail.
No,
for criminal negligence and for their war crimes in Iraq, where they didn't supply sufficient troops. Rumsfeld should be in jail for not deploying enough troops, despite the warnings of dozens of generals that they had.
They should have deployed more
troops they needed.
But here's the point. Yes. With the current JASTA law that allows them to go after Saudi Arabia, the Saudis this summer said America did a self-inflicted wound with 9/11. It was a war game that went live. And while George Bush was reading an upside-down book about a pet goat in a grammar school
the point
in Florida.
My point is that what you can do is you can actually charge them with the crimes of gross criminal negligence.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Because the facts are there. Like, the conspiracy theories go very far, but we don't know. We don't have proof of that. We have proof that they had foreknowledge and they didn't act on it.
Oh, no, we got proof.
And we know that they lied.
No,
we know
Matt,
that they lied.
I have proof.
They covered up.
Yes.
No. We've got proof. I have a 1998.
Not legal proof. We don't have proof in a court of law.
I do, actually. Yeah, my website, Clay and Iron, I have a 1998. Now stop. I have a 1998 document from a Finnish munitions expert contracted by the Port Authority of New York City to actually create a demolition plan using micro-nukes and RDX to destroy the World Trade Center.
Yes, but the point is that stuff is never going to hold up in a court of law. The point is that we
have to actually... I got the actual documents. You can download it yourself, 34-page PDF.
I'm saying be strategic, just like Harley was saying earlier. You have to be strategic. You can't be ideological. You have to be strategic.
I'm not being ideological. There's tons of evidence that 9/11
strategically, you have to charge them with criminal negligence.
I have firsthand names of people
Bill,
at U.S. Space Command.
Bill, I gotta run, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. First-hand names
right.
of people
nice
at U.S. Space
you,
Command.
Nice talking with you, Matthew.
Matt, we're going to be on the next segment. Yeah. Just to stay right there. Thank you, Harley. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Congratulations, President Trump. I call him now. Simba has now become the chief lion. How's that? I held up that baby the other day, so stay there, Matt. We'll be right back.
With gross criminal negligence for deploying insufficient troop numbers.
I agree.
Bush needs to be in jail.
Yeah, we're on break
for
now, Matt.
Acting on
we're on break now, Matt.
In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. And Matthew, we have the segment. I want you to present what you talked about on the break, because I think it's very critical as to what needs to happen next.
Yes, I know you've spoken with Roger Stone. I hope you still have his number. You can still communicate with him so we can talk to Trump about this, because Trump is president now. We have to use this to get these people prosecuted for their crimes, namely the most dangerous people in the USA, in my estimation, the most dangerous people we know about, at least. Maybe there are some worse people in some kind of intelligence agency, 17th intelligence agency Clinton was talking about, but these people in particular. I know who is principally legally responsible for 9/11, Condoleezza Rice. She was national security advisor when they got the intelligence on the coming terror attack by Al-Qaeda and did not act on it. Condoleezza Rice, therefore, needs to be in jail for gross criminal negligence as national security advisor. Donald Rumsfeld needs to be in jail for gross abuse of office, criminal negligence in particular, criminal negligence in regard to his deploying of insufficient troops to Iraq, despite the warnings of several strategists and generals that he could never win the war with only the troop numbers he had. He needed at least twice
he needed to have double the troops in order to accomplish it. Yeah.
Yes. Lindsey Graham needs to be in jail for his agitations against Russia, his disturbance of the national security of this country by trying to provoke a war with a foreign power, trying to bring a war on our country that may destroy our country physically. John McCain needs to be in jail for similar reasons. Hillary Clinton needs to be in jail for threatening national security by using a private email server for official business. She needs to be in jail for that. All these people need to be in jail for either...
But also for what she did in Libya. The regime change in Libya, which he managed, and the situation in Syria is a direct
result
of her.
That's a huge crime, but it would be more difficult to prosecute her for. I think the things we can prosecute them for are Condoleezza Rice, criminal negligence. Hillary Clinton, criminal negligence. Donald Rumsfeld, criminal negligence. You see, if you are operating a crane and you kill 10 people because you mishandled a crane, of course you're going to go to jail, at least for a misdemeanor, for a minor felony, that manslaughter charge. You're not going to go to jail for life necessarily, but you're at least going to have a manslaughter charge because it's criminal negligence. When you commit a crime by accident, it's criminal negligence. And I think we can prove that all of them have committed crimes at least by accident. That's why we have to charge them with gross criminal negligence and get a maximum sentence on that charge. All of these things are criminally negligent. It's as simple as that. Forget about, you can endlessly theorize about what happened on 9/11. You can endlessly theorize about what they're doing behind the scenes, but you can't prove it. What you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt is that Condoleezza Rice is grossly criminally negligent for letting 9/11 happen. You can prove that Donald Rumsfeld was grossly criminally negligent for deploying insufficient troops to Iraq. You can prove that Hillary Clinton was grossly criminally negligent for using an unsecured server for official business as Secretary of State. All those things are provable negligence. And negligence can carry a severe sentence depending on how severe the negligence is. Just look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. That's what she's criminal. That's what she's responsible for.
Yeah, I think it's easier to prove 9/11, though. It's not a conspiracy theory.
One word, negligence.
You're talking about the low-hanging fruit of prosecuting them.
You need to get the message to Trump as soon as possible to try these people for negligence.
I agree, and not only that, it needs to put the fear of God into people that could try to cause trouble down the road, like Ted Cruz and his like Ted Cruz and his wife, who were collaborating in PNAC, the Project for New American Century.
Yeah.
A number of other people in the Republican Party, including George Bush Senior and Junior.
Deadly incompetence is a crime in every state, federally, nationally, in every country. Gross criminal negligence.
That's good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.